Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who is so proud to be your host, your producer, the man who brings it together for us each week as we work together as a team, as community, putting out information that you can grab hold of, put into play in your lives, help make life better for yourselves and hopefully for someone else as well. And I'll tell you how we'll be doing that this week. Sharing with you some of the programming that we have for this week. Today, we are going to be talking about beating anxiety. Yeah, anxiety really likes to kind of beat up on us. I'm going to share some ways that we can fight back. Later in the week, we're going to talk about a time of release. As a matter of fact, that will be Tuesday, tomorrow. Time of release. You know, we're focusing on a time of release, renewal, and restoration. And each of those being somewhat different. We're talking about what we can do to experience this time of release, renewal, and restoration so that some of the changes that we need in our lives, we can begin to experience. I want to say, too, this is so important because I care about people, period. And when I say people, period, I mean, it doesn't matter to me whether you are poor, whether you're very, very wealthy, or anywhere in between. I care about people. And I know that sometimes when we talk about expected change, a desired change, a needed change, it's so easy for us to think about middle class people and poor people. Because, of course, middle class and poor people do have need for change. But we know that the human factor is such that there are changes that anyone needs regardless of social class. And so when I think about needed change, I tell you right now, on my mind, I'm not just thinking about the poor and the middle class. I'm also thinking about the very, very wealthy and powerful. There are changes that you need to take place in your lives. And so I hope that you're following along with us as we're talking about this time of release, renewal, and restoration. Wednesday, as you know, that is the day that I usually run one hour of the previous Sunday's broadcast. I'll be doing that again this Wednesday as we continue this whole discussion of communicating with God. A lot of you know, I've explained before, it's important because I know that while we have roughly 60% of people who like to get their information through their smartphones, that means roughly 40% of people want to get their information some other way. And so when you look at it, it's almost half and half. 60%, 10% more than 50%. 40% is only 10% less than 50%. You're almost half and half people who want to be online. But then when it comes to radio, for example, that means roughly 50% of people who want to hear radio broadcasting want to hear it via the radio. And so, since I know that some of the information that we're sharing on Sundays is something that people are going to want to hear, but may not really get the opportunity to hear because that is also a day of worship for many people. And after that time of worship, people are often heading to the restaurants to feed the body. And so for those people who would like to hear what will have been shared on Sundays, but want to hear it via radio, I run that one of those hours, because of course on weekends we broadcast for 2 hours. So I'll run 1 hour of Sunday's broadcast during the week, usually on Wednesday. We will be doing it this Wednesday. Dr. Joseph Hobbs will be joining me to talk about his amazing career in medicine. And we'll probably talk about some medicine as well. Today, we're going to start the conversation off with happiness. That's right. That is what we're going to be focusing on. We'll talk about happiness today, part one, and then Saturday, we'll continue the discussion of happiness. And on Saturday in particular, we will definitely make part of that conversation for our youth, particularly our teens. That's right. Happiness is something that we can do, that we can pursue deliberately. Yes, there are steps that we can take on purpose to help ourselves be happy. And so, as you know, I love to point out that although there are challenges that we have in life, and some of those challenges are going to require that we get with professionals who are trained to help us with those challenges, there are times when it is within our own power to do some things that we can do to help make life better. And experiencing happiness is one of those areas where we do have power to do some things on our own that can help us with that. So with some help from Help Guide, G-U-I-D-E, we're going to take a look at what we can do to experience happiness on purpose. Now, let me ask you this. How many of you really do want to experience happiness? I mean, you really want to experience happiness. Now, to flip that, I'll ask this question. How many of you would say it really doesn't matter to you whether you experience happiness or not? Yeah, it just doesn't matter. You'll just get through life, and if you experience happiness, you do. If you don't, you don't. Most people really do want to experience happiness. Most people do. Maybe all people. Would you say that we're safe in saying that all people would rather experience happiness if they had a choice and it were in our power to make it happen? Do you think that, would you say that all people would prefer to experience happiness? Well, when you take a look at what's happening in America, you'll note that the right to pursue happiness is written into our country's Bill of Rights. But here's the question. How do we pursue happiness? Now, I know some of you think, wait a minute now. You're asking, how do we pursue happiness? You've shared with us before that we shouldn't really be pursuing happiness itself. We should be pursuing the activities that lead to happiness. You're exactly right. And we're not going to move away from that in this discussion. It sounds like it at the beginning, but nope, stay with us and you'll see we're taking you in that same direction. So, the pursuit of happiness. How do we pursue happiness? Well, it turns out we can genuinely increase our happiness and overall satisfaction with life. And here's the beauty of it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be hearing me talk about simplicity and freedom. Well, simple and free. You're going to hear me discussing that, using that phrase throughout the discussion. Today, Saturday, throughout. Simple and free. And that's one of the things about the pursuit of happiness. You don't have to spend a ton of money to experience happiness. Don't get me wrong. You can do things that require money that will help you experience happiness. But there are a lot of things we can do that require no money whatsoever that will still lead to the experience of happiness. So, you don't necessarily have to win a lottery ticket. You don't have to make drastic changes in your life necessarily. You don't necessarily have to have a drastic change of circumstances. Not always. What it really takes is an interchange of perspective and attitude. And here again, we have it in our power to change perspective and to change attitude. Do you, like many people, have a mental list of things you think you need in order to be truly happy? There are many externals that our society teaches us to chase. Teaches us to chase. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say it again. Society teaches us to chase success, wealth, fame, power, good looks, romantic love. But is the chasing of these really the key to happiness? The research says no. At least when it comes to long-term happiness. A prestigious award, a big raise, an exciting new relationship, one that you have to call your best friend about and discuss, talk about at least once every 2 or 3 weeks. Oh, child, let me tell you this. Man, let me tell you this. An exciting new relationship, a fancy new car. And you like that car so much that when you drive it off the lot, you take the long way home so you can stay in the car a little bit longer. You park the car and get out. Check the mailbox. Go on in the house. 15 minutes later, you want to look outside the window. Park the curtains, open the blinds so you can see your car. Walk out to the garage and look at your brand new car again. Even sit in it. Even if you're not going anywhere, just to be able to experience the feel of sitting in that new car seat, looking at that new car dashboard. Maybe even turn on the sound system so you can hear that new car sound system again. You really like that car, and it has helped you. The purchase of that car, whether you paid cash or whether you borrowed the money to get it, the purchase of that car is helping you experience happiness. But here's the thing. The new car, new relationship, the new income due to the big raise, the weight loss. These things can make us feel great at first. But here's the thing. The thrill doesn't last very long. How many of you have a car that you really, really like, you're grateful for having? When you look at it, you like the way it looks. You like the way it drives. But you don't try to have an excuse to go outside to look at your shiny, beautiful car now the way you did 2 years ago when you bought it. And you're not as excited about it now as you were. You're grateful, maybe even more grateful now than you were the day you bought it. You genuinely appreciate the Creator for having worked through great people who hired you for this job, gave you the raise, look out for you, help you do your job well. You're appreciative of the people who spoke up for you and put in a good word for you so that you could get the job, so your career could be launched off into a whole new trajectory. You're grateful to God. You appreciate the people who came alongside you and helped you. You are appreciating the people who are still helping you. And through that series of events, you were able to make the money that empowered you to buy the car. And you still are appreciative of what was done to help you buy the car. You're grateful for having the car, but you're not as excited about it now as you were when you bought it 2 years ago, maybe even 8 months ago. Yeah, these are things like this can genuinely help us experience happiness, but not on a long-term basis. Human beings are quick to adapt to new circumstances. And they say that that's a quality that has helped us survive and thrive. But it also means that the positive things that initially make us happier soon become our new normal. And when that happens, we return to our old happiness baseline. So, what do we do? Do we go ahead and just keep buying new things and keep starting new relationships and all that kind of stuff so that we don't have to experience the down of sinking back to our old happiness baseline, almost like experiencing this high and then, happiness wears off? What do we do next? I'm going to share with you some things that we can do to help build happiness long term. But one of those is going to have to do with dealing with myths and facts about happiness. Stay with me. Your loyal host, Carl Thornton Jr. We'll be right back.